The first reading is Psalm 121 on page 622 of the Church Bibles. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is the word of the Lord.
The gospel is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, beginning at the first verse. And this is on page 1052 in the Bibles. Luke 18, beginning at verse 1. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
As we remain standing, we bow our heads for a prayer. We thank you indeed, loving Lord, for the good news of your love. We pray by the power of your Spirit you would open the pages of Holy Scripture, that my speaking, our listening, and all our living might be done to the greater glory of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. I don't know if you know the one about the very earnest hospital chaplain. Of course, it could be someone who's ordained or a lay hospital chaplain who was visiting someone in hospital, and they said after a conversation, well, would you like me to pray for you? And the person was quite sharp and quick-witted and probably had a cynical spirit about him and said, well, if it will help you, yes. Jesus told the disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. That's what the story of the unjust judge, or the parable of the persistent widow, is all about prayer. And I need to take you on a brief tour of Luke's gospel, and you'll need to have your wits about you as I do some arithmetic or symmetry with you, if that's the right word, because we've met prayer before already in Luke's gospel. And the commentators, and I believe they're right, in suggesting that there's a parallel between Luke chapter 11 and Luke chapter 18. What's talked about in prayer in Luke chapter 11? I'm watching if you're turning it up. Who knows? It's the Lord's Prayer. Top of the glass, sir. There we are. It's the Lord's Prayer. And I remember teaching on the Lord's Prayer. This was a sermon 2-3 weeks ago in the parish. And the first 3 petitions of the Lord's Prayer are all heavenwards. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. The other 3 petitions in the Lord's Prayer are to do with our own lives, or if you like, the relationships with others. Those we trespass against, or those who trespass against us, the daily bread we need, the struggles we face, and so on. There's 3 upwards, and there's 3 vertical in terms of relationships. After the Lord's Prayer becomes this another parable that's directly symmetrical or parallel to the one in Luke chapter 18. Are you with me so far? How much more if this person who wants an egg, which of you fathers is going to give them a scorpion? How much more is this person going to give you a good thing if they ask you? And the same is happening here in Luke chapter 18. There's an unjust judge and a persistent widow. Sometimes in Jesus' day, widows were widowed quite young. They would marry sometimes at 13 or 14. And they'd spend the bulk of their adult life without a husband, without a partner, without someone to look after them financially. Maybe this lady had a debtor who owed them money. But there's no one to look after her. She was strong-minded and went to the judge to sort the problem out and kept persisting. But the judge was unjust, was crooked, just like the tax collectors were in Jesus' day. And literally the judge says, this woman will wear me out unless I do something. The word is literally, I will be given a black eye. This dispute will come to blows. It's almost as if the judge is saying, well, the lawyers are going to get called in. This is getting bad. She's persisting. She's on at me. She's going to wear me out. How much more then, if you have a righteous God in heaven, a just God in heaven, will he answer your prayers if this unjust judge gives in, as it were, and says, I will answer this woman's query? There's an antithesis going on, if you see what I mean, in Luke chapter 10, Luke chapter 11, and Luke chapter 18. How much more, if this friend comes knocking at night, will our Heavenly Father give us our daily needs, our daily bread, answer our prayers for forgiveness, help us with our struggles? How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him for their own particular needs and concerns and problems? That's the second part of the Lord's Prayer. And so in this particular parable, will not the judge of the world come and answer your prayers? Jesus told his disciples a parable that they should always pray and not give up. What is the Lord asking us to persist in? It's the first part of the Lord's Prayer, the prayer for the coming of his kingdom. I tell you, he will see that they get justice quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Someone once told me, and this is not a flippant story about the chaplain in hospital who gets this reply, well, if it will help you. This is someone who was very skilled in helping people with difficulties, that there was humanly no problem, no solution to answer. You felt it was like a cul-de-sac. It was a dead end. It was going nowhere. This problem is intractable. And the person told me, and I'll always remember these words, the secret is, or the knack is, to keep hope alive. Even though it looks bleak, even though it looks a dead end, and of course people can get demoralized, they can feel flat, they can literally give up hope, they can even stop praying. Jesus tells this story to his followers. Keep hope alive. Keep prayer alive. Keep persisting. Why is it? Well, it's not that prayer will help us. Well, go on then, pray if it helps you. Prayer is there because when the chaplain prays, the person receives prayer and something happens. This is a true story. I often tell people to pray with their eyes open. I've prayed with people in hospital with my eyes open, and I've seen things happen. Their face changes. Something physical and material happens in the world. Jesus told this parable that they should pray and not give up. They should persist. Is God evil? Have we stopped battering him and praying? Have we given up hope in a particular way? Jesus said, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Will the Son of Man find faith on earth? Will he find people of hope who are praying for the coming of his kingdom? Why is it that God so ordered the world in this way? That he determines what happens, of course by his sovereignty, but also in answer to our prayers. Jesus told them a parable that they should pray and not give up. A timely scripture for me, or for perhaps people here who sometimes feel, well, are my prayers answered? Should I carry on with this? Does faith need to be rekindled? Does hope need to come alive? How much more will God bring about justice if this evil person, after this widow's had a good go at him, eventually he gives in? Of course, God's going to hear our prayer. Keep persisting for the coming of his kingdom. It's not about whether it's going to do you any good. What it's about is that's how the kingdom comes to earth. And what a telling phrase Jesus is saying at the end. Oh, well, is the Son of Man going to find faith on earth when he comes? Will he find people persisting in prayer, waiting and longing for the coming of his kingdom? For the cul-de-sacs they see, the dead ends, the situations of no hope. We believe in trust in a God who can hear us and answer our prayers. Let's have a moment's stillness, and we'll ask the Spirit to guide us as we pray now. And perhaps those situations you might have been thinking about that we need to continue and persist in prayer over. Father, we pray that it would be your Spirit that keeps hope alive in us. Where things seem dead or lost, or where there's no human solution, we pray in your mercy for the gift of faith, to seek for the coming of your kingdom, to be people of trust and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.